have here a Sefer Meshoim, which is written by an early Rishon around the 1200s with a Mikubo. But it's a very, very chashuv Sefer. So he says, let's read it. I think I once did this in a Musar Vad, but it relates to Hanukkah, sort of. He says this out. I think it's an extremely important yisai. It says that a sameach b'chelko is compared to oil. So there must be a medrash. I don't know where it says that, but that's what he says. So he asks a question. Why is sameach b'chelko compared to oil? Maybe it's not a man, maybe he's saying on his own. So he says as follows. She'im t'kimoshim t'ipo kli gado min amayim. You have a giant keli of liquid. Oshar mashke. V'tosim bo ma'at shemen. You put a drop of oil. Ha'shemen ha'muet shebo oida v'sof v'mayda. The oil floats on top, right? Everyone knows if they have a big vessel and it's too big, the cup is too big for the oil and they don't want to waste so much oil or whatever, they don't want to burn so long for the Hanukkah menorah, so you fill up the cup with water, and then you put the oil on top, because the oil floats in the top. V'nira, and it looks, kemosha oso akli kudo mode shaman. In other words, the size you don't see, you only see the top, right? The sides are metal, so you don't see what's in, you only see the top. You look from the top, it looks like it's completely covered with oil. Even though in reality, there's only a little, very, very skinny, 99.9% is water in this pot, because it's all water, and just the very top layer is oil. But to the human eye, it looks like it's kulo mole shemen. Kach ha-sameh pechalko. That's how a sameh pechalko is. Avo pi shebeso rekam. His house could be empty. Fu mole kamitirdos. He has all kinds of problems. If he makes a little money, a little profit, so he can buy food or whatever, he's so happy. He's satisfied. And his joy in his face shines nearest front of, shines in his face. As if everything is the richest person in the world. Kedimyan Hashem Hatzav al Plei HaKeli, like the oil flowing the Keli, Hamodei Shar Mashkim. Okay, so I think there's a very, very Yisaitistic Yisait here. I think it's extremely Yisaitistic, is that this Sefer Meshoim, is giving us a different shot in Sameach Pechelko than we usually have. Maybe a much easier shot. The general shot in Sameach Pechelko, I didn't put on the sheet, but I'll just look down. The Chayyaz above is, in the end of Shara B'Tochen, he says as follows, that once a person, because it's Chazek HaKaros LeYaiser, once a person reaches a level of understanding the Chemles HaBoreh Bar, of how much Hashem loves us, Yirtzeh B'Mashu Migzeres HaKim. So all you want is, you know, Hashem knows best. So whatever Hashem does, that's good. And that's what I want. I don't want what I decide. I want what Hashem decides. Because He knows what's best for me. The Yizmah b'chol Hashem also came. So anything Hashem does for me, I'm thrilled. Mavez, Chayim, He gives me life, He gives me death. Rosh v'Hosho, He makes me poor, He makes me rich. Brias v'chayri, healthy or sickness. Lo yitznov l'zumah shebarad al chayim. He won't want anything except what Hashem chooses. Right, I think he says later somewhere that there was a chassid said if something unusual happened and he had an unusual tzara, so he said, thank you, Hashem, for this unusual tzara, because obviously if a tzara happens, it's come Hashem. Hashem does what's best for me. If Hashem makes me poor, oh, I'm so happy I'm poor, because obviously Hashem knows it's good for me to be poor. I'm happy to be poor. So the general pshat, at least where the chassid of Avis is saying it, is Sameach Pechelko is coming from a tremendous high level of bitachon. And therefore you believe whatever Hashem does is for the good. So Memeda, so what if I'm poor? Hashem knows it's good for me. That, the Fianis Daiti, is not what he's saying, because if his simcha, then you wouldn't even need any oil. He says the simcha only comes about kishumar viach revach muat. When it gets in the chayz of avis, this person who's sameach makalko, he's happy when he has no money and he's starving. Hashem knows it's good for me and he starve. It's good. Baruch Hashem, I have no food today. Baruch Hashem, I'm sick. The chayz of avis says beferish. He says that the simcha company gets a little bit of. Says this is a, it's not working with the. That the simcha of the chayz of avis of bitachin, it's a different simcha. It's a simcha of a thing called focus. Just like when you have the oil, for whatever reason, you only see the oil because that's what your eyes catch. So a person has a capacity. That's what I believe he's saying, that you can see only the levels of simcha, since good and bad don't mix. Just like oil, water and oil don't mix. So when good things happen and bad things happen, they don't mix. So whether or not you're going to be happy or not depends what you focus on. If you decide to look from the top down and you see the oil, you feel like you have $1 million because you only see the oil. You don't see the tzaras. So likewise, this ani, if he has a little bit of something, that's what he focuses on. So he's the happiest person in the world. He's just as happy as a person who has everything because he doesn't see anything else. Right? So it's a tremendous chiddush. In other words, there are two totally different ways. They have no shaykhs to each other, how a person can be sameh pechalko. The Chavis of Avis says the way you become sameh pechalko is working on bitachin. Okay. That happens to obviously work. But it's a very hard, because to really have full bitachin is a very high madrega. But his system is not working on bitachin, it's working on what they call the midah of ayin taiva. Ayin taiva is just you have to train your eye what to look at. That's what ayin taiva is. Ayin taiva means you have a way, you know, the person with ayin ra, the example is the mother-in-law comes into the house, and she before she walked in the first second, she puts her finger on top of the bookcase. Oh, dusty. Right? So that's ayin ra. You find the chisarin. The ayin taiva is just the opposite. You walk in and you see something, you find the maida. So when a person has an ayin taiva for himself, so he looks for what's good. So he sees, just like the oil, you don't see anything else. That's what he says. That's his marshal. The oil covers up all the liquid. I can't see anything else. It looks to me like that entire pot is full of oil, even though it's really a little bit. So that's what happens with when you have a little bit. In other words, the Chavis of Avis system would work even if you don't have anything good, because pshat is you believe that everything bad is good. That's a high madrega. But his system is a person not on that madrega. Take care, and I'm only happy if I have good things. But I feel like everything is good because that's what I'm focusing on. So it's a different system, and I suspect it's a much easier system. It's an easier system of reaching the madrega of Sameh Pechalko, which is extremely important, to basically be happy in every situation, no matter how many tzaras a person has, by training yourself to focus and to see the good, because the good and the bad don't mix. Okay. That's the Sefer Misham. I think it's a very big chiddush. So I saw just yesterday this piece on this week's Parsha, which I thought was a very nice, that's why I wanted to put it together, example of this Sefer Misham. Okay, it's from the Griz. Now, I don't know if it's mutter to say a shmuz from the Griz, but I think it's mutter to say a shmuz from a Griz, because a shmuz just means that this is muchrok, what the person is saying. So it's a das Torah. So if it's a shmuz on a Rashi, so it's muchrok, that's what Rashi's saying. So it's muchrok that the Griz is saying this. Okay? It's also good. So he says as follows. There's a pasuk in this Parsha that Yosef called his son Menashe, ki nishanakim es kol amodet kol beis avi. It means that Hashem made, he was thanking Hashem that he forgot all his problems and he also forgot beis avi. So he has a kasha. His kasha is that when you make it, when you name a child, obviously you're thanking Hashem. This is the ultimate thanking of Hashem. You're trying to name to thank Hashem for the amazing chesed he gave you, and you're putting that in the name of the child. So this is a great shvach that Yosef is saying. This is after everything happened, that he did the dream and he became appointed the Mishnah of the Melech. He had the amazing geula of he went out from the Beis HaSoar. So what's the big praise that he thanks Hashem? So you would say, thanks Hashem, Hashem, thank you for saving me from the Beis HaSoar. Thank you for making me the king, whatever. No, thank you for that I forgot my father's house. That's a plea, right? That's the second half. That's called Beis Avi. She says, why is it good? What do you want? You're happy that you forgot your father. So the Ra means the Grizz. Said, Dilosha Yosef Shokach has based Yaakov of it. If Yosef would not have forgotten his father's house, he couldn't have survived. As a hevdel, we base Yaakov Mitzrayim le'yegochol amod, because he went. He says it's repeated over a second time in the bottom that he grew up in Yaakov's house. Yaakov's house is Mordei Kedusha. He's learning Torah. He's the favorite. Yaakov loves him, sitting and learning all day with Yaakov. Now he goes down to Mitzrayim. He says it's a makom tumah irva saaretz. The most priestistic place, right? There's not a single, he's the only person there. He's the only Jew in the whole country. They're the most, Mitzrayim are the lowlies of the lowlies in those days. They were the biggest brutes and barayas. So this is Yosef HaKadosh, living all by himself, no one to learn with, no chavrusa, no rabbeim, no musar shmuzim, no nothing, surrounded by a society of kudo priests, and all they machshev is things that he doesn't machshev. So he says the contrast of where he was and where he ended up would be too much. There's a hevdo mi beis Yaakov trying to yochol amod. The it would make you so depressed to realize that I had so much and no fault of mine. It was like I did it. I was kidnapped and overnight I went from the top of the world to the bottom of the world. So what? How was he able to survive? Masha Shokach is based on it. Then he forgot, his father. He was able to push it out of his mind somehow. Now, the Zoya Gabkenes. So that was a miracle. In other words, Yosef, we think Yosef is obviously a tremendous gibor, but this tremendous loss would have driven him almost crazy. But what he was able to do is he was able to not to forget about it. Now, he obviously didn't totally forget it, because then he wouldn't be praising Hashem for making him forget. He wouldn't know they forgot. If you forgot, you don't know you forgot. So you can't thank you, Hashem, for making me forget. Why are you thanking? What did you forget? Oh, I don't remember. So what are you thanking him for? And so obviously Yosef understood that if he understood that the contrast between Mitzrayim and Yaakov was so dramatic, but he, in a normal day, so to speak, he forgot. So therefore, he was able to function. He remembered it enough that when it came to Menashe, he was thanking Hashem for making the nace that he forgot. That's his shot. So I just thought this was an amazing, amazing thing. Here, Yaakov Avinu is thinking about, I had this tremendous sorrow that I was in base. I grew up in the house of Yaakov, in Kedusha and Taira, and now I'm in Mitzrayim. And that switch is an unbearable pain. But thank you, Hashem, you did me such a tremendous chesed. You made me forget so I can live with this, so I won't have that pain. Right? Now, this is like, basically, and I mean, Yosef is focusing in on the fact that he went from Beis Yaakov to Mitzrayim. He's focused. In order to thank you, Hashem, for this, he has to recognize all the what he lost and all the hardships that he's having. The whole thing he's saying, I should really go crazy. I should go mentally insane from the amount of torture I have. And Hashem made that I didn't go crazy, mentally crazy. Wow, thank you, Hashem. You know, if I was there, I said, I don't think I would say, thank you, Hashem. Hashem, you gave me such a torture that any normal human being would go mentally insane from. But you gave me the ability to forget it. Not that I can bear the anxiety, I forget, so I don't feel the torture as much. So I'm able to serve, I forget it sometimes. I don't focus, whatever. So I can live with that torture. Wow, thank you, Hashem. Right? In other words, he's taking the worst torture in the world, which was enough, he's saying, would have broken Yosef. With all the Yosef's gevura, this would have broken him. And he's seeing, what a tremendous chesed. So I think it's very similar to this example of the Sefer Misham. You have a life full of tzaras. Yosef has so many tzaras. He's stuck in Mitzrayim. He's stuck in a makom tumah. He can't be home. He's all alone. He's cut off from the... He used to have so much and he lost it all. You were the multimillionaire and you lost every penny you had and you lost everything. So he has so much tzaras. But instead of complaining, he said, oh, this is amazing. Wow, this is great. Hashem may allow me to forget or a little to be a little foggy. I didn't fully forget, but a little bit foggy my memory so that it wouldn't hurt, so that I can live with the pain, so the pain won't be so acute. Otherwise I would have gone crazy. Oh, what a chesed. Right? If you imagine a person who gets into some terrible accident and he's in tremendous pain, he got burned, his whole body's burned. And then the pain is so great, but he has some painkillers, which helps him live with the pain. Oh, thank you, Hashem, that I can live with the pain. You know, it's not exactly the right example. But in other words, it's focusing, it's really doing the same thing. Instead of focusing on all the tzaras, Yosef has so much tzaras, he's taking the one little chesed that Hashem gave him the ability to forget. And that was what he thanked Hashem for. So it's the same idea that we have, that the person, that when we have to do, no matter how bad, how many problems a person has to be able to search out that microscopic chesed. Yosef found a chesed in all his sorrows. The chesed was that he forgot his father, which in certain sense is intrinsically also a bad thing. But because I forgot, I could survive. I can live with the pain. So he's living in the worst pain, in the biggest torture, but he focuses in and finds some microscopic chesed, and then he thanks Hashem for it. Oh, this is so amazing. He gives this is the greatest chesed. I name my son after this, to remember this amazing chesed Hashem did to me. So that's, I think the hashkafa is that when no matter any situation we're in, there's a solution. How to be sameh b'chalko? Obviously, you can use the chavis of avis' solution of having full bitachin. But here, there's a different solution. You have to find some nugget of chesed, and there's always some nugget of chesed in everything that in life, and to focus on that chesed, and then it's like the oil that covers the water, that you don't see, you're distracted. You don't see any of the tzaras. You just see the chesed, and then you could be the happiest person in the world. And this is what he's saying, that the person can have a life full of tzaras, one little good thing, and he's the happiest person in the world because that's all we focus in on, and that's what he only sees.